If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams with regular updates.
The goal is still to be in the ground, moving dirt in 2025, hopefully open in 2028, and have a great new home for the Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears are moving their focus to building a new stadium and entertainment complex in Arlington Heights, shifting away from the idea of a lakefront stadium in Chicago.
Statement from Arlington Heights Mayor Jim Tenaglia, quote, "While much work remains to ensure that the community's and the team's goals can be met, we all agree that the discussions are headed in the right direction. We are optimistic for the future of this partnership."
Mayor Brandon Johnson backed a new enclosed lakefront stadium partially funded by taxpayers, but it failed to win the same support from Governor J.B. Pritzker and lawmakers.
Whatever the mayor of Chicago wants to come talk about, I'm open to talking about. That doesn't mean that we're going to agree on everything, but always, my door is always open.
Chicago is positioned to be a transformational space. I would love for the Bears to be a part of that, but that's a decision that doesn't solely just rest on my wishes.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
So the city of Chicago released a statement Friday that executive leadership from the Chicago Bears indicated to city officials that they are prioritizing the development site located in Arlington Heights. Chris Placek, journalist with the Daily Herald, joins us on the Stadium Club. And Chris, the news Friday was big. It was splashy, obviously newsworthy based on its source, the mayor of Chicago, or at least a spokesperson for the mayor. I haven't heard him verbalize this to this point, but Chris, this is something that you and Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times have been suggesting in your reporting for several weeks now. Ever since the NFL owners meeting that wrapped up in early April, Bears CEO Kevin Warren said they are looking at Chicago and Arlington Heights, and that was kind of a shift. And now it sounds like Arlington Heights is the top priority.
Yeah, I think this announcement was expected, and it's not unusual that now the Bears have said our focus is Arlington Heights, because they were already trending in that direction at the owners' meetings. Like you said, Kevin Warren at that time said it's going to be Chicago and Arlington Heights. And a year before that, the focus was just Chicago. And a year before that, the focus was Arlington Heights. So they've wavered back and forth, but we kind of saw things trending this direction as politics goes, as probably money and financing goes, and as the world goes. Kevin Warren, the Bears president, has talked about wanting to get shovels in the ground and looking at the price of steel and now the tariff situation. And so the costs are only going to go up. But I think the Bears are still trying to get the best deal they can. And when he was brought in as the new team president, it's his job to try to find the best deal for his bosses. But if that's on the lakefront, if they could have gotten a great deal there, great. If it's a privately owned stadium in the suburbs, great. And even with that reshift and redirection, I'm cautious, and I think the mayor of Arlington Heights is cautious too, to not say this is a done deal and to say that we're not going to see shovels in the ground there this morning. I don't think that's what this announcement was. It's just maybe some indications to the various politicians in Springfield and locally that this is where our focus is now. I don't think it was an unexpected decision, though.
I'm interested, though. Remember, this wasn't the Bears that did this. This was the mayor of Chicago. Are you surprised that he released this statement? I mean, basically just kind of almost backing off. And what do you make of the timing of this on not just Friday, but just at this point in the process?
And I think Brandon Johnson's announcement kind of resigned to the fact that this is where the situation is right now. This is where the negotiation is, that he and the Bears together a year ago at that press conference, big splashy photos, beautiful pictures of what this dome would look like on the museum campus. I think reading in between what the mayor's statement was and a couple interviews that some of the TV stations got. I think somebody talked to him at the Daily Plaza food truck thing. And I think somebody tried to ambush him with a question at some other event he was at. And I think basically his short little answers were, we've done what we could do here, but now it's up to the people in Springfield. And now they have a lot of priorities and their session is only a couple weeks away. But they haven't been able to get a deal for that heavily subsidized proposal for the lakefront. So I think the mayor basically saying, all right, Governor Pritzker and legislative leaders, it's up to you guys to make something happen here. And I don't know if he wants to expend any more political capital with all the other asks that he's made and all the other priorities that Springfield is dealing with in their spring session.
Yeah, I think there's something there that by saying this, I don't want to say it ends the conversation because clearly us in the media will continue to pepper the mayor of Chicago with questions about the Bears and Soldier Field and the future and everything like that. But it does almost indicate as though his energy is no longer going to be placed in this. He's no longer going to effort this at full cost. He's no longer going to maybe have a voice in Springfield that's pushing for this. He's going to divert resources. Is that kind of what you're getting out of this? Is, look, we've done everything we can. I'm not going to expend any more energy on this topic. It's going to be up to the Bears at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, and to be fair, a year ago, when you have a new Bears president and a new mayor and a new relationship, which is totally different than what existed under the last Bears president, Ted Phillips, and the last mayor, Lori Lightfoot, it was a new day. So I can get why the two new leaders of those, you know, organizations, a private company and a public entity, why they would try to form a new bond and a new relationship. But there's also other people in this dance, and those are the people downstate. And that has been a tough pill for them to swallow of public subsidies at this time. There's no appetite for it in this era, where 20 years ago, Richard M. Daley put on kind of a Band-Aid approach of Soldier Field, of the toilet bowl, much maligned by many architecture critics and armchair architecture critics. That was the negotiation at that time to get that done with a Republican governor, too, at the time. This is a different era, Republican or Democrat. In Kansas City, you saw that with the world champion Chiefs, they couldn't get a stadium referendum passed there. So it's a different political climate to give a billionaire corporation public subsidies for a big play place. That's how the public in many ways sees it. So, and we can talk more about what legislation is pending out there that the Bears are trying to get now, but their proposal for ISFA funding, extending their bonding authority, using some of the Chicago hotel tax to build a new stadium, they're still trying to pay off what Daley got in early 2000s around 9/11 for that stadium. That stadium is still not paid off. And arguably, whatever happens to Soldier Field, you can still say that, well, it's a great place for Beyonce concerts, for example. Will it be the home of the Bears? That's still remaining to be seen. The Bears do have a lease there for a couple more years.
Well, and let's get into that, because it's my understanding that Kevin Warren, at least from reporting from Justin Lawrence of Cranes, Kevin Warren sent the Park District kind of a nasty gram saying, look, you guys aren't meeting your obligations to us. It's been a tentative relationship for a long time. We all know about the turf issues that we've seen and some of the problems that have been at Soldier Field. But it sounds as though Warren stated that the Park District has been non-responsive and slow to correct issues. The Bears have not been provided an opportunity to participate in the decision making regarding which capital improvements and maintenance need to be performed at Soldier Field. I don't know how much we can read into this, because, I mean, the facts of the matter is the Bears are playing at Soldier Field this season, next season, and, you know, in the foreseeable future until we get an announcement. But this does kind of lay the groundwork that they are not happy with the Chicago situation, and may have been a prompt for Mayor Johnson's statement that, look, I can't make them happy.
Yeah, I thought that Park District little spat for some of these routine improvements that we'd like to see around Soldier Field. And I thought that was the timing, again, interesting, that story comes out a couple weeks before this official shift, repivot to Arlington Heights, which shows you this is a grand political negotiation, as it has been from the beginning, where certain stories are put out there with the timing of everything going on. So I think that when Warren came in, and it was a different Park District superintendent at that time. Now it's a new Park District superintendent who was one of the top lieutenants for Brandon Johnson in the mm-hmm. city council, Carlos Ramirez Rosa.
Yeah, very new, and, right? Just a couple, like a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago he took over. So, yeah.
So he's the brand new superintendent. And, you know, I think that probably a lot of this talk of improvements to Soldier Field takes place behind closed doors. And, you know, Ted Phillips had the very same kind of conversations with and there were previous Park District superintendents. So this goes back a while. And they always seem to have been going back and forth about the condition of the turf or wanting more of a cut of this or that and what kind of ads we can put in and can we put in a sports book. So this is a conversation that has taken place for 20 years now in various different iterations. And now this is the latest one, but this one is taking place at this time where there's the latest stadium negotiation and the latest threat to move to the suburbs. So I did find the timing interesting of when that news came out.
Yeah. The Bears are a tenant, and like any tenant landlord situation, you've always got issues you want fixed and corrected, but the timing was unique. And then the timing from Brandon Johnson's office was unique on the statement too. Do the Bears seem to you like they've kind of sped up the clock here a little bit on a decision on movements? Did things seem like they're moving at a little quicker pace?
The timing on this for me with this repivot is, as I read into it and I look at the calendar, it was a year since that big press conference at Soldier Field that announcement out of the gate, it really went nowhere. It was not reading the room of Springfield. Maybe it was reading the room of the new mayor in Chicago. But like I said, there's other people involved in this dance, and it's more than just Kevin Warren and Brandon Johnson. So after there was no appetite for subsidies for that, they saw what they could do over the year. But it's the anniversary of that. And now this is the latest session of Springfield. And so what they're trying to get approved now is mega project legislation. It's not a Bears bill. There's several bills out there. And these bills have been proposed before, basically saying that you're going to get a big property tax freeze for up to 40 years, and then you'll be able to negotiate with local taxing bodies about how much taxes you want to pay. Those are the kind of bills out there right now. But there's no Bears-specific language in that legislation. But even getting something like that approved, considering the political climate, considering you need to get a lot of buy-in from the Chicago legislators who may not want to be willing to say, we're going to let you go to the suburbs, Bears, that's the key thing right now. So we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks before this session ends, and then the legislators will be off for the summer. If they don't get that approved, I mean, ultimately, it would be a local negotiation of the Bears wanting property tax certainty and being able to have a negotiation with the local taxing bodies about how much taxes they want to pay. And they have that right now for a very short term, again, kind of a Band-Aid saying we're going to pay $3.6 million of taxes for a vacant property right now, but that might go up in later years. So
is this the one with the schools then?
The memorandum of understanding. Yeah.
And it's interestingly enough, I think it was your reporting that the school districts actually came out with a statement after the news on Friday, didn't they?
They did. And that's where I think this is interesting, that ultimately what happens on that site there is going to the school districts are not done with being involved in this, because if the Bears are a longtime player there for 40 or 50 years, and if they want property tax certainty for that amount of time, the school districts are going to need to be part of that deal at the table, and there's going to need to be an ongoing negotiation for decades about what is the tax rate going to be on that property. Do they need enabling legislation in Springfield? That would really help. But that legislation would basically still say it's going to come down to what these local entities, the schools, the park district, the library, the village, what kind of taxes are they going to get? So and frankly, I didn't even ask the school districts for a statement. I got a call from somebody I know over there, and I was on the phones with a bunch of people. So we actually didn't have a conversation, but it was a pretty quick email after that here is our joint statement, kind of that we would like to be in your story, and they want to keep their names out there, that we are part of this, that yes, we are welcoming the Bears to Arlington Heights, but also we think that, yes, we're pro-economic development, but we're also pro-public education, and that we think there can be a great deal where everybody's happy. So the schools are not done being part of a future long-term deal.
Still, though, it seems to be a path of least resistance for the Bears when you look at the Chicago version versus you get the Arlington Heights version, when the schools and even the mayor are like, this is great, this is good news, we look forward to this moving forward. I want to get to a little bit of your reporting, too, because it's been excellent on kind of the things going on around a stadium, especially in Arlington Heights. So let's pick these off one by one on the infrastructure. Where are we at on the traffic study right now?
So the Bears have submitted preliminary studies that their consultants have done on the traffic, on the economic viability and fiscal benefits purported for what this $5 billion redevelopment might mean to that region. So they have submitted preliminary drafts to Village Hall. The Village has retained consultants to kind of peer review that work, to kind of be the Village's representatives in this.
Have you seen any of it yet? Have you seen any of that? Have they made that
public? I have
not.
And actually, maybe hinting at some future reporting, hopefully, I did have a conversation with somebody at Village Hall about, would I obtain these studies?
Sure.
And there's still some legal questions, let me just say, in terms of FOIA and what we can get right now and what we might not be able to. So stay tuned if we can get our hands on that.
Because obviously the question is there going to be a direct exit from 53 or some way that they would try to route traffic outside of the current locations of Euclid and 14 or, any of those kind of ways.
What we do know from their initial proposal, and this can all change, and this is the other thing, that so not only those two studies that the Bears have submitted preliminary drafts, but kind of two and a half things that they're supposed to be doing is doing newer, updated conceptual renderings of what this could look like. So the plans that were submitted, very rough sketches in 2022, there was a big presentation with Ted Phillips and George McCaskey at Hersey High School in a big community meeting. At that meeting, they kind of showed where there would be an exit at Northwest Highway and kind of going under the street and coming up and kind of going to Commuter Drive, and that they would kind of try to funnel traffic that way. So we know that they were going to try to do some kind of exit in that area. The other thing I wanted to mention, I'm glad you brought up some of the traffic issues. I've gotten some comments and questions from people, even a retired Daily Herald editor that was questioning, hey, I was driving around and I saw they're doing all kinds of construction on Route 53. They are kind of trying to redo that bridge at Kirchhoff Road or Euclid Road. And they're also doing some other stuff with paving and improvements along really that stretch of Arlington Heights, Palatine, Rolling Meadows, all those towns that hit Route 53 near what was the racetrack and where the proposed stadium would be. That work is separate and different from any kind of redevelopment that might happen there. I caution people, and I had to remind myself, I found a story I wrote several years ago where there was an alderman in Rolling Meadows that was complaining, why is the state going to spend all this money to do kind of a nice patch of work that needs to be done, but not a grander, bigger reconstruction with adding lanes and reconfiguring bridges and putting in new clovers. They're not doing that. They might have to do that.
The work now has nothing to do with the potential Bears. This is just normal maintenance. So it's possible that the people in the Northwest suburbs who are delayed in traffic going around those areas right now, that just may be a reality for several years to come if they really need to do more traffic in that area.
And that's what this, I couldn't believe, I kind of forgot that I wrote this story a couple years ago where the alderwoman in Rolling Meadows said, this is a big waste of money because they're going to have to do it all over again. But at the same time, I think the state and even more local road projects, I mean, Euclid Road, they're going to be doing a big thing in Arlington Heights to put in new water mains and to repave that road. They're still going to do some of this work anyway, that they can't wait for the Bears to make a decision here. And even then, I think, you know, the timeline, I got a question from somebody the other day from a resident who's really excited about the Bears coming to town. But the indications would seem to be, oh, that means they're going to start construction tomorrow. And I said, no, this is still a 10-year thing until that whole site looks like those pretty pictures looked.
Sure.
And even then, they're like I said, they're supposed to be like redoing the conceptual plans. It might be another 4 or 5 years just to get a stadium. That whole other 326-acre property, that might take a decade.
Sure. All right. So we talked about the traffic. You alluded to the financial review. Where are we at with that? That's separate, correct?
Yeah. So the Bears have two studies and many, many consultants. And the village has right now two consultants in terms of, and the one of them that, you know, that is Chicago-based, Hundin, they have represented a lot of big-time clients for kind of, I guess you could call it destination tourism redevelopments. So not only sports stadiums, but they do a lot of work in that space of sports entertainment complexes. So the village is going to be represented by this Hundin group to peer review what the Bears submit for their consultants about how great they think this whole thing could be. Hundin is supposed to be the village's representative to try to say, all right, does this make sense? Let's do the financial modeling. Let's do the studies. Let's compare and contrast with, you know, Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, the stadium in Vegas, where the Bears are actually going to play this year. And I actually know some people that are going to be doing a guys trip out there. So also I should mention that the village had these consultants kind of teed up a couple years ago, and then the Bears repivoted amidst this property tax battle with the local schools. The village now has new agreements with these consultants, and the costs have gone up, but the Bears actually have money in escrow in an account they've given to the village to pay for the village's costs. So the last I checked, there was like $150,000 in
to
that
get their
escrow
own independent
fund.
Person to they're not saying you need to get our person. That's not where the money's going. They're just basically saying, okay, you go, here's the money.
The Bears are going to pay the village's consultant costs, so the village can, you know, because the village has a lot of other, in fact, I'm looking at the agenda for tonight's village board meeting. You know, they're going to spend $3.5 million to do local roads around town. I mean, there's so many other things that they have to pay for. So to have this kind of once-in-a-lifetime redevelopment, it's not unusual for an NFL franchise to be paying for consultant studies on behalf of the public entity. So that's nice. And I'm sure Arlington Heights appreciates that.
You had some terrific reporting over the weekend too on, we've got, you know, the possibility of 70,000 plus people coming to an area. You're going to need security. You're going to need fire departments. You're going to need all that. Now those conversations are starting to happen.
And that's a great segue, because this was the also very kind of hypothetical conceptual discussion that was at a village board committee meeting last week. And this meeting took place before the Bears announced Repivot, but I think kind of the village has kind of seen where things were going. So it was very important to have this conversation with a lot of new trustees and a new mayor, although he's been a trustee for 12 years, but now he's in the main seat holding the gavel. But there was conceptual discussion at this meeting with the village manager, with the fire chief, with some of the other department heads about, hey, if we're going to have 80,000 people here, however many Sundays out of the year, plus concerts and everything else, or whatever happens on that redevelopment, what is that going to mean in terms of police resources, fire, public safety? And the short answer, which we reported for a story in Sunday's Daily Herald, was, the Bears would pay for anything inside the stadium for emergency private ambulances. But everything outside, the tailgaters, that would be the responsibility of Arlington Heights Fire Department. In terms of police, average NFL Sunday, you're going to have 250 cops. But these would be overtime cops from Arlington Heights and everywhere else. Right now, when I go to the United Center or Allstate Arena, I see a lot of cops that kind of look familiar, like, hey, aren't you the police chief of some town in the suburbs? They're doing this part-time, overtime, or they're retired. So the Bears would pay for those costs. But it does have the question of resources about, hey, what about response to tailgaters who trip and fall or have had a little bit too much? And so the question posed by one of the trustees was, do we need to buy land for a future fire station? So right now, if there is a response for a cardiac arrest, for example, as the fire chief was talking about this last week, the Rolling Meadows Fire Station on Hicks Road would be the most first quickest responder to a cardiac arrest at Euclid and Rolling Road, where the Arlington Downs redevelopment is. There's apartments there. There's offices. That used to be the old, some people in the area might remember the old hotel that was there where, you know, I think like Elvis was there in the 60s. There was a lot of history with that. And now they're trying to redevelop that area. So Rolling Meadows provides an ambulance there because the quickest response from the four Arlington Heights fire stations is like 6 minutes. And that's a long time for a cardiac arrest. So they will send a chief over there, but an ambulance is coming from Rolling Meadows. And basically the fire chief said, eventually they're going to, and you know, we have mutual aid agreements, but eventually our neighbors are going to get tired of us asking for help all the time. So new fire station, that is a possibility. The village manager said it wouldn't be that unusual as part of a negotiation for any kind of redevelopment that would happen there. Hey, Bears or developer or whoever else owns that property, can we have a donation of land for something like a new fire station? So that is certainly a possibility.
And it would probably have to be south as well, because you don't want to be north of the train tracks, because that would create another issue there. If there was an emergency and the train guards were down and there was a train stuck there, how are you going to get across? So that's something else that I suppose they would have to figure out.
That is a good point about the logistics with that area. And also, you know, if they're bringing in many, many trains on a Sunday, and I just compare to what people remember for like the biggest days at Arlington Park at the racetrack, like Million Day, Mother's Day. There were, I mean, heck, so last weekend was the Preakness, and before that was Kentucky Derby. They would get big crowds there for some of these Saturdays, and they would send multiple Metra special trains there. So it's an advantage that they have the train station there. But just think of the sheer size of, I tell people, there's still going to be traffic no matter what. Mm-hmm. You can add an extra lane to Route 53. You can add new exits. Go to any sporting event right now. There's going to be traffic there. There's going to be some disruption. I think people are going to have to get used to the town changing a little bit. Now, there's a question of how often that would be, because you've got the Bears, but then if they're truly envisioning this to be a year-round destination of concerts and other things, that'll be more than just eight Sundays a year.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you hearing from the new Arlington Heights mayor since the announcement Friday? Has he changed his tune at all, or still full steam ahead?
You know, I found his statement interesting, and that is an adjective that is not so descriptive, but I was thinking about it after I talked to him. You know, he put out a statement through Village Hall that was a written statement, but I got him on the phone. I have a really pretty good relationship with him. I've known him for some time, and he has been pretty responsive to us. I'm in the room for most Village meetings, as I will be tonight, and he was not a big cheerleader for, hey, you know, this is official. The Bears are coming back. They're ready to build. All along, he's been very cautious, as I think the Bears have been cautious about where are we going to go? How are we going to do this? And Jim Tenaglia's response to me was very kind of honest. He didn't think this was a done deal. Sure, it's a re-pivot. It's a re-shift. But it's not officially, hey, we're all in with Arlington Heights and we're ready to officially submit plans and documents. And we're ready to have those first design commission, plan commission meetings, public hearings. And I think that the telling quote was, he is ready for when Kevin Warren or George McCaskey is ready to say, hey, Jim, we are officially coming here and we are ready to make this happen. And I'm ready to work with you to make it happen. That was basically his quote that I thought was telling. He was not overly a cheerleader saying, oh, the Bears are here. We're ready to welcome them with open arms. Because I think he needs to be cautious, too, as the mayor of Arlington Heights, to the things we're talking about. The big issues of traffic. Does that make sense? The logistics, the financial arrangement of this whole thing. There's other considerations. And I thought also that was telling at that meeting last week. It was a very kind of workshop kind of meeting where the trustees and the mayor could have these kind of open discussions where sure, there's Robert's Rules of Order, but a committee of the whole meeting can have a lot more discussion. And I thought it was interesting that the new mayor and some of the trustees were very, a lot of them have said all along that they don't want their downtown to be hurt by whatever goes on those 326 acres. They don't want a second downtown at Arlington Park when you already have a downtown Arlington Heights, you have a downtown Palatine, and you have other downtowns along that train line that are trying to emulate what Arlington Heights has really built up since the late 80s when they put up the first high-rise in the town. So they kind of have an entertainment district of the theater, the restaurants, the alfresco that we now have for the summer here. And Tenaglia was saying, hey, we need to keep going on how we've built up this downtown. And we need to start looking at kind of, he was saying, to get really in the weeds here, of, you know, there's this block of east of the alfresco area that it's kind of a vestige of old Arlington Heights. And after that alfresco zone, it kind of gets quiet. And we want to kind of try to build that up. And so he was saying that there's a lot of attention, as he was saying, block 326, meaning Arlington Park. He said there's going to be a lot of attention towards that, but we need to focus and refocus on downtown Arlington Heights. So he needs to kind of play that he wants to be at the table with the Bears and welcome them as this business to town and make great things happen there. But he also is very sympathetic to the kind of a pro-business, pro-economic development attitude for downtown Arlington Heights.
So what is tonight? What are you going to tonight?
Yeah, tonight is just the regular village board meeting. They have meetings every other Monday and committee meetings in between. And there's nothing about the Bears or Arlington Park on the agenda. So actually, a little behind the scenes of how the sausage is made for a newspaper. I am going to pre-write a different story. Actually, I think I mentioned, some of the road work that's taking place around town. That is on the agenda. It should be a really quick meeting, but I want to go to see if there's any more discussion about the Bears, and then I will kind of retool and reshift on deadline if need be, if there's some breaking news with, the mayor makes a statement or the village manager says something since, this news came out with the repivot. There also might be some public comment. There has been residents who basically I think to put people in a couple different buckets. You have a lot of residents, I think the majority, that are open and welcome to the Bears coming to town. They just don't want their taxes to go up to pay for it. I think that's the feeling of a lot of people in town. And then you do have, one extreme of people that big time Bears fans, they definitely want this to happen one way or another. Taxes be damned. We're big Bears fans. Let this happen. And then you have another extreme of people that don't want this to happen. They think it would really change the character of the town. They'd rather it just stay there the way it is, as a big empty open lot. They don't want the Bears to be there. They don't want the traffic and the congestion. But, so you get people to show up to village meetings and speak at public comment once in a while. We'll just see what happens tonight. There's certainly nothing on the agenda, though, that says, there's the official zoning approvals for the Bears at Arlington Park. That is not happening tonight.
When do you suspect, and I know this is the big overlying question, when do you suspect that we'll get something from the Bears one way or another? Is it, do you see a timeline out there?
I do wonder if, and this is just kind of half of a guess, just kind of talking to people on background and off the record. I think if the Bears wanted to do their public relations a certain way, they wouldn't have had this announcement come out the way it did late last week. I think there were a couple different things at play there, including some of the talks going on in the corridors and hallways of Springfield with some of the legislation that was out there in terms of mega project legislation. And I think the Bears were kind of forced to putting a statement out there. They were already trending in that direction to repivoting. You could read between the lines of what Kevin Warren and George McCaskey said a month before. But I think now they officially needed to say, we're doing Arlington Heights. We're focusing on that because they want to get this enabling legislation in Springfield. If and when they get that or don't get that in the next couple weeks here, I think sometime over the summer, I could envision more of a formal, I kind of thought there would be a press conference with the new Bears president, the new mayor of Arlington Heights, maybe some type of event like that. On the property, a little bit more of an official thing,
Hard hat, shovel, that kind of thing.
kind of. I don't know if they, and I wouldn't have called it a groundbreaking because they still, to be fair, they have to go through maybe 9 to 12 months of an approval process in Arlington Heights. But I do think that they're trying to speed things up and getting things into another gear when you actually do submit traffic studies to Arlington Heights, when there are consultants that are now actively reviewing those studies. So everything was now kind of hurry up and wait. The tax battle is done for now, but I could see that there could be a future tax battle because if they don't get that quote unquote property tax certainty with the legislation, and then even still, that's enabling legislation. and you will have a longer term deal making that would need to be had for the course of 40 years of, because the assessment would be frozen for 40 years. So we'll see.
That being said, we've seen a situation where a press conference is essentially meaningless, right? Like what we saw last year. So
exactly.
It's quite possible we could see something that really is nothing. But I want to point out that not only do the Bears need to make a decision, but we still don't have those plans of what a stadium will look like. There's generic plans. And by the way, the generic plans are the same thing they would have been on the lakefront, it sounds like, as they would be in Arlington Heights. But you've got two announcements, right? One, where it's going, and two, what it's going to look like at the end. And I don't know if they combine those together, they wait till everything's figured out, or if they kind of give us a little taste here and there as they go along.
And see, that's what I think, more so than an actual groundbreaking, they need to have some type of... And maybe it's just copying and pasting everything that they revealed for the lakefront. Now, what does that look like on Arlington Heights property? How is that going to be laid out? Those initial plans kind of put the stadium, which they didn't even show what the stadium in Arlington Heights was going to look like. But if it is going to be the one that they revealed on the lakefront, okay, if that's going to be in Arlington Heights, will that be in the northwest quadrant of that property, kind of where the old practice track was for the race course?
Butting up right next to 53 and 14, Northwest Highway.
That's where it was envisioned, but I also heard that maybe that would change. That would shift a little bit where that is on the property. So I think maybe the Bears are going to put, and this is kind of a hypothesis, I think they have to put out something of what is this going to look like on those 326 acres? And then is it also going to be everything that they said? Hotels, a Hall of Fame, a concert performance venue, housing? Those are really the big questions because, you know, the other thing in that agreement with the school districts, the memorandum of understanding, there's other things that were negotiated in there about student enrollment generation, and that the schools would get kind of be made whole and get a little bit of a cut depending on if you have X number of housing there. So is that going to be part of the plan? Are you going to have a lot of, is it single family homes? Is it condos? Is it apartments? Those are all important questions that there is in writing about, well, no matter what you guys propose there, if you are going to put some type of residential on that site, the schools will be taken care of. So I'd be very interested to see the Bears refresh the plans because the old plans are going on 3 years old now. And I would be very interested if they put out more of a bigger, splashier, pretty pictures about what it all would look like.
Chris Plasek, where can we find you on social media? Where's your reporting at?
You can see all of our Bears coverage on Twitter, X, at Chris Plasek, and we post, certainly we post a lot in the Everything Arlington Heights group on Facebook and dailyherald.com and in print in the Daily Herald on your driveways in the suburbs. I like to encourage people, our home delivery, and you can buy the paper at Walgreens and Jewel in the suburbs. So we are, any way you want us, you can find our coverage in the Daily Herald.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for jumping on with us today.
Thanks, Ryan.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.